Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith about should you start your workouts with cardio first or strength training first? Interesting. Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We're really, really excited that you're here today. We're going to be talking about a topic that is new. I don't believe we've talked about this before, but we've gotten questions about, is it better to start your workouts with cardio exercises or strength training exercises? And that's a great question. We're going to dive into it. But before we do that, we just want to send out a friendly reminder to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. While you're there, check out all of our latest and greatest content. And don't forget to sign up for our weekly newsletter, which we send out every Tuesday, I believe. And in it, we have all of our latest and greatest content for you. So great way to stay in touch with us and for us as us to stay in touch with you as well.
Yes.
So today's topic we are diving into, it's pretty technical and specific, which is great. because I think a lot of people who are passionate about living healthy and living an active lifestyle have this question.
Yes, true.
You know, they exercise regularly.
Right.
Or you want to get into exercise. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not there yet and you're beginning.
Right.
But you're wondering what's best for your body, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to start with cardio exercises or strength training, right?
Right. Yes, because some people do both in one day to get everything in. It's very common for them to do that. So, like you said, we've gotten the question before and thought it might be a fun topic to delve into.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go many different ways with it. Mm-hmm. So, as I normally do, because not everything has a right or wrong answer.
Right.
But yeah, it is an interesting question that... Mm-hmm. Makes you think. If anything, it makes you think, and we'll bring up things depending on where you're at in your fitness journey. Like you said, you might be a novice, you may be a hardcore beginner, whatever it is. Different ways to go about doing your strength training and cardio, and which should you do first?
Right. And this really does apply to all levels of fitness. I mean, if you're someone who is more advanced, it's easy to kind of get into a groove where you lose focus on things and you just kind of get into a routine where you're doing the same routine. And then you start asking, maybe I should switch it up, or something
right.
like that. And then obviously down to the beginner level where you really would like to know.
Yeah. What should I be doing?
What should you be
when
doing?
Do my workouts.
So as usual, we like to kind of pick your brain, Meredith, about a lot of the clients you've had over the years. You've worked with many people of all ages, physical training and whatnot. Has this ever been an issue for people that they've expressed to you? Sometimes they just don't know where to start.
I think that's the main. Yeah, I don't know where to start. Not just with this question in mind, but in general, it's like, when you go into a gym or you turn on the YouTube videos that we have, where do I start? Do I start with a 30-minute mountain cardio and then go to my full-body dumbbell workout? Or should I do it the other way around? Or, again, a lot of people like to stack those types of workouts. So doing a cardio and a strength training on the same day. Some people will do alternating days, etc. So that if you're stacking those workouts, a lot of people do say, which one should I be doing? What should I do? And I'll get into my first answer to it. Again, like I said, there are going to be lots of different answers though. So my first answer would be, and the way I teach most of the workouts and classes I've ever done is starting with a, if it's a strength training workout, starting with a very quick 5-minute cardio session to warm up the body. So you're not overdoing it. You're getting everything warmed up, heart rate up, loosening up the body. The muscles are warming up, getting that blood pumping in them, oxygen going throughout the body, that type of thing. Getting range of motion with this warm-up from upper body, lower body, etc. So then when you get into your weight training, they'll be less likely to, you'll avoid injury, let's say that, more easily because the body's more warmed up. Rather than just walking into a workout, picking up your dumbbells, getting straight into strength training or a band, what have you. So doing a nice quick warm-up of cardio, low intensity, and then going into your strength training workout. So then you are warmed up, but you are strong for your strength training workout. A big thing with a lot of people, if they do cardio and you overdo it, and you do it for a long period of time, that's very taxing and wearing on the body. And then you go into now lifting weights or using your bands, again, any strength training, you're tired. And so what normally happens when our bodies are already fatigued and our brain is tired from what we just did, we lose our form. And that's the last thing you want to do when you're strength training.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep good posture, good form, focus on what you're doing, focus on what you're working. So that's why I like to say, if it's strength training that you're really focusing on, starting with very short amount of cardio is good, then going into your strength training so you're strong for it and focused for it. And then if you have the ability and you feel up to it after, the energy is still there, then adding on that cardio workout where you're not lifting anything heavy, swinging anything around, that type of thing. So we don't necessarily have to worry about injury as much.
Right. So you're saying
you are fatigued.
In this one scenario, saying it's a good idea to maybe start off with the late warm-up type of thing, cardio, more cardio-based, right?
Exactly.
And then go into your strength training, get that full maxed out workout in, strength training, whatever it is that you're doing.
Right.
And then if you have reserves left and you feel like you can put a little more in, go ahead and do some more cardio.
Then you can get more cardio in there and at an intensity of any level at that point. Because if you feel like you still have a lot of intensity in you, you can, you know, whatever the type of cardio is that you're doing, you can do it to a higher degree than what you did, let's say, for the warm-up. Yeah.
What is it that you're risking as far as, you know, for your body if you don't do that little warm-up and say it's a strength day and you know you're going to go in and do strength training first off and you just go in and you start grabbing weights and throwing
around.
What are you risking there?
They're very dangerous because the body is cold. And again, we don't want to stretch a cold muscle because we need to warm it up first. It's the same thing with lifting something heavy that's heavier than what we normally would lift throughout the day. I mean, we pull things just by lifting a bag of groceries or our purses, things like that, because the body isn't warmed up. We just step out of a car and we go straight into a gym and now it's time to work out. Let's pick up the heaviest dumbbell we see. Then that muscle is not warmed up. It's not loosened up. So we think about the elasticity of the body, the movement of the body, and you pick something up and it's not ready and the injuries can occur. Again, pulls in muscles, but a lot of ligaments and tendon tears, stepping the wrong way because we're just not thinking about it. We haven't really gotten our brain focused in what we're doing. So that's the biggest thing is pulls and tears of things that can occur on cold muscles, essentially.
Yeah, because I think that does happen with some people. I think mostly men will go in and they know if they're going to start lifting weights or doing something.
Yes.
You know, they just forego the warm-up and just go right to, you know, the weights.
Right to the weights. And I know a lot of time it's a time constraint as well. But even if you just stand to the side and 3 minutes of kind of side to side steps, opening and closing the arms, bringing them up and down, you know, lifting your knees and then doing hamstring curls in place, that is even beneficial before you start adding more resistance to it. So using your body weight through your warm up and movement, and then adding. And again, not going to the heaviest that you could possibly do in the beginning, I always think is important. Again, time constraints, I know. We're trying to get the most gains in the shortest amount of time. I understand that these days. Mm-hmm. But trying even to start a little bit lighter to get that muscle, the blood really into that muscle, and then going heavier on your next set if that's the type of workout that you're doing.
Right. Yes. So the warm-up, obviously, very important. Should you always start with some kind of warm-up, even though you know, say, you're going to do a cardio workout first or a strength training first? Should you always just kind of do a warm-up anyway?
Oh, yes.
Or is this another, you know, what's the next path to a different scenario?
Yeah, no. Well, that, like you just said, I think is a perfect way to go into even a different, even if you're doing cardio, if you choose to do cardio first, even starting with a light warm-up, I think is very important. Mm-hmm. Just because we want to go all in when we're doing these specific workouts, but making sure the body is ready for it. Even if you've been walking around throughout the day and doing things and staying busy, it's still important to put that mind and body focus into what we're about to do. Which is now intentional movement. It's not just cleaning the house or going to the grocery store or sitting at the computer. It's different. So we need to focus now in a different way. So I always think it's important to start with a very short warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have time for that and you go straight into your cardio, lighter intensity. So the first few minutes of that cardio workout is your actual warm-up without calling it a warm-up. And then you get a little bit higher intensity throughout the workout.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another way that you can do it if you're doing cardio. Maybe you're doing just cardio. Or if you're doing cardio prior to your strength training, mm-hmm. which some people will do, which is fine as well. But yeah.
Yeah. So let's expand on that. Mm-hmm. So the first scenario you described is when you do a light workout, light cardio, do weights, and then if you have energy, maybe some cardio afterwards.
Yes.
So the opposite of that, we talk about doing your cardio first before you do weight training.
Yes.
What are the benefits of that? What's, you know, the downfalls, if there are any?
Right. The benefits would be it's getting your heart rate up and getting your cardiovascular energy out, if that's what your main goal is overall. So you're building up that cardiovascular heart endurance prior doing your cardiovascular workout, prior to doing your strength training, which we're going to focus now on muscle endurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So still starting with a slight warm-up, of course, but getting into that higher intensity during the workout is great. And then if we choose to do, like you said, another scenario of doing strength training after, the body is already warmed up. We've gotten through our cardiovascular endurance, so now we're just focusing on the muscular part. So that's not a bad thing. It's just a matter of making sure we're not too, quote-unquote, gassed out for strength training, mm-hmm. that our body still has enough fuel in it to do the strength training movements without getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you're keeping good form, that's the most important. Where many studies have seen and found that when you are tired, whether it be from doing cardiovascular exercises prior, and the body is now tired, because it works muscles as well. it's not just the heart that's pumping. Your body's moving. You're using muscles. So they are getting worked while you do cardiovascular. So they already have done some work, and then you go to do the strength training. But in any respect, after you've done those movements, and then you go to do your muscle strength training. A lot of times those workouts don't last as long because you're too tired to continue doing it. Or more injuries will occur.
Right.
Through that.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And again, those were just studies that they have done. And again, it could be different types of people. It all depends. But I personally could see that. I could understand that. Because after I do a high-intensity cardiovascular workout, I don't think I could then go do my best high-intensity strength training work. The other way around, possibly, but I wouldn't fear injuries as much the other way around.
You mean if you did the strength first?
If I did the strength first, exactly.
Right.
Where I gave it my all, I felt good about it, and then I went into cardio, I think could be more beneficial. Again, after reading the studies, I agree with that, but everyone's different, and then the time that you have throughout the day is very different. We've made workouts where we do a short cardio and then kind of a shorter strength training. And in those instances, it is because the cardio is more of a warm up and a loosening up and a range of motion to get the body ready for then the short strength training portion that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So all depends.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you'd have to be pretty ambitious to do a full cardio workout, and then after you're done, however long you do that for, 20, 30 minutes,
right,
40 minutes, and then go into a strength training workout.
I think so too. But I am amazed at the number of people who will comment on workouts and say, oh, I just completed this and I did the so-and-so before it. I'm like, those are 2 30-minute workouts, so kudos to you. But just making sure that we're doing it all for the right reasons and there's no injuries that could occur because we're doing them the way that we are doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, what you just brought up about how you get a lot of feedback from a lot of the people that follow you, the subscribers, and their videos. They say that they stack some of your videos, exercise videos together. Mm. And what kind of things do you see? You know, are they doing a cardio and then a weights and then what's the story out there?
Yeah, I see a lot of, that's how I normally see it, is they'll do a cardio workout and then they'll do their strength training workout and then maybe even end it with a stretch, which is great. Because we can't forget about the cool down on any of these scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like that part. Always important. But again, if you're doing a cardio workout and it's 10 or 15 minutes, that's not really as bad to then go into your strength training.
Mm-hmm.
Because depending on where you're at in your fitness journey and what your level is, that could be the difference though. If you are able to stack 2 or 3 workouts and not even blink an eye, then most likely you're doing this often. Or you do like to do different workouts throughout the day, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a beginner, doing just one is enough where you need to start. Learning about these workouts, learning how your body responds to them, etc., and then decide, could I do 2 of those?
Mm-hmm.
And what order should I do those? when I do this cardio workout, it made me really tired. Would that be smart to then try and do a strength training workout after that? Not necessarily, I would say. I would say maybe if you want to add a second workout, maybe a balance or a stretching would be the best way to do it to start.
Right.
And that would get in the amount of time. If you're looking, I want to do this amount of time of working out each day. That's a better way to do it. And then slowly see how the body responds as you gain strength. Again, people who have been doing it for a while, though, and know how their body responds to it, obviously, they are stacking workouts in many different ways. A lot of people will stack the same workout on top of each other. So I do this cardio. It's only 20 minutes. I want to do a 40-minute workout, so I do it twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of that as well, which is great. But again, knowing your body and how it will respond and what it's able to do is very, very important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What should you consider if you are short on time? And, you know, a lot of people don't have an hour or two to go to the gym or to exercise, no matter what you do. If you're short on time, but yet you want to get a good cardio workout in and some strength training, a little bit of strength training, say you have like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, what should you start off with? What should you do there?
That's where I would say it'd be good to start with that short warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting your cardio in and getting your heart rate up, even if it's 10 minutes. So doing that, 10, 15 minutes, we'll do like half. You have 30 minutes. And then going in and doing, whether it's spot-specific, saying upper body or lower body, if you're able to do full body, then most likely just going through one round of each body part. But again, not looking at the clock, knowing I have to be done and I have to get all of this done, because that, again, can make you lose your focus and lose your form.
Mm-hmm.
So being specific as to what you're doing. If it's a couple workouts, that's perfect, because you'd be able to put one on. It gives you the warm-up. You do the workout, slight cool down, then get that, which will make you kind of let the heart rate go down slightly so you can kind of get refreshed to then do the next, if that's going to be your strength training, if that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, the strength training workouts have short warm-ups too. So starting with that and doing that for your 15, 20 minutes and then adding your cardio on at the end, I think is just a perfect stacking of workouts, our workouts, if you if that's the time that you have. And our workouts are great because they have the time that it takes to do one, so mm-hmm. you know exactly what you're getting into. So if you needed 30 minutes, you could find one 30 minute, or again, that stacking of 20 and a 10 or 15, 15, mm-hmm. however you want to do it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our exercise videos, don't forget to check them out on the website.
Yes.
Just go to the videos tab and they're all there. So, you know, most people kind of prefer, they either favor cardio or they favor strength training, right? And we all kind of have our own attitudes about that.
Yes.
How is it... Is it hard to even think about, okay, I'm going to do a cardio and a strength training today, and I'm going to start with, you know, cardio? I mean, how do you get to those motivation levels where you can do that, you know?
That's tough. I know. That's to each his own, I guess. I mean, I think that I always want to stress that we need to be doing both, but male and female, but especially females, need to make sure you're continuing to do strength training.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, I just think of the 80s where cardio was queen, let's say, and that was just what you did. Everyone did cardio. I don't even remember ever seeing my mom pick up a dumbbell back in the day. It just was all about cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Aerobics. Yeah, that's what it was. And strength training is so, so important, always, but especially as we age, and especially females, because we have less muscle to start with, just naturally, whether we are men or women are picking up dumbbells or not. So And men have a tendency to go the other way. They go more towards the weights because they're trying to get buffer and bigger and things like that, where women are trying to control their weight and doing their cardio thing, the mm-hmm. aerobics thing. So just big reminder, which again, I always want to do, is reminding everyone that they're both very important. Strength training is super important. And if we're only focusing on one thing, we need to take a look at that. Even with strength training, if you're only doing strength training, although there are many benefits of while doing strength training, depending on how you're doing it, you are getting some cardiovascular as well. But you need to also focus on just a cardiovascular workout as well. So making sure we're staying balanced. It doesn't have to be on the same day, though. That's very ambitious. If you have the time for it, you have the energy for it, mm-hmm. Perfectly fine. But I like the every other day, personally. I think it makes me devote my energy towards one thing, one task, mm-hmm. whether it be, again, a cardio day, and now it's more of a strength training day. But again, some people want to do it all in one day, then mm-hmm. just making sure you're staying safe while you're doing it, but doing everything. Right. Don't forget to not just do one thing.
If you have a schedule where you say you only go to the gym or go or exercise in general, say every other day or maybe three right. times a week, is it better to do both exercises in one session? You know, you get cardio and strength in since right. you're only doing three times a week,
right?
Instead of going cardio one day, strength training the other day. I mean, it just seems like you're not getting enough
you're
in,
not,
right?
Yeah. If you're only able to do 3 days a week, then that would be a time when I would say this is a great way to do, you know, 20 minutes of this and 20 minutes of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking out the 5 minute warm up,
right?
So 5 minute warm up. Go into your strength training for 20 minutes, then finish off with your cardio for, let's say, 15 minutes. And the very last 5 minutes is your cool down, where you go super slow, and then go into your stretches. So you'll have like right around an hour's worth of workout, and you'll get everything done. And that 3 times a week is greatly beneficial. Of course, making sure you're doing your stretches, your core work, your balance work throughout as well. Mm-hmm. that's a scenario that I would say would be a great way to do both in one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're just not exercising, you're not exercising every day, which
right.
not everybody does.
Right.
And not everybody can.
Yeah.
But if you're spreading it out, say 3 to 4 days a week,
yes.
it might be better to try and come to a schedule where you can do both at one day.
Yes.
But not, obviously, not carelessly to where you might injure yourself.
Yes. Well, exactly.
That kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you're saying you're doing 3 days a week, but on the other days you're going for long walks. We get this a lot when we get our 7-day custom workout plans. I try to walk 6 to 7 days a week. I try and get up to this many miles or this many steps. And that's usually people who are going, I'm doing that every day. I know that's good for me, but I know I need the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really need the strengthening and the stretching. And that's where we have to kind of look at, okay, if you're walking 3 days a week, what are you doing the other days? Those are the days that I would say to you, those should be focused on strength training.
Mm-hmm.
Because walking is your cardiovascular. I think a lot of people don't look at it when they go on their walks and stuff as their exercise. But if you're doing that as your exercise portion of the day, doing the other days with your strength training is very important. And focusing just on that is what you should be doing.
Right, right.
So we don't have to divide those days up because you're already doing the cardio on the other days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever works for you. And it's, of course, it can take some time to figure that out. But,
right.
You know, trial and error and doing it safely. But what's your final thought on the cardio
or strength?
Or strength
first. Yes. So if you're doing them both on the same day, I will say, I think it's best to start with a short warm-up of cardiovascular, marching in place, doing movements. We have a workout that's a warm-up specific, so doing that for 5 minutes, then going into your strength training, putting that mind and body focus into those muscles you're trying to work and to gain strength in, and then finishing off with your cardiovascular workout, I think is a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. Of course, whatever we're doing for our intentional movement is great. Continue doing that. Just always have in the forefront of your mind that you need to stay safe. So make sure you're focusing on form, how your body's moving through space and functioning, etc. So we don't have any injuries.
Yep. And hopefully this episode is helpful to you. If you are kind of wondering what's the best scenario for you and your exercise schedule, what's safest and what you think you would feel more comfortable with, hopefully the tips in this episode have kind of helped you out and help determine certain things to try, to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then if you maybe get you out of a rut too, if you feel like you're in a rut, that might be a good example of that too. But in any case, thanks for joining us on this podcast episode. Don't forget to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Sign up for our newsletter and get all of our latest and greatest content delivered to you every week. And until the next episode, we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.